Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Daddy, are you sick again?
No, I feel all right. It's just my back. I've been hard at work planting my defense garden.
The defense garden?
Oh, yes. In this time of emergency, I think it's a good idea for everybody to be self-sustaining. So I planted lots of vegetables with the help of Snoot.
Oh, did she really help, Danny?
Well, she tried.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Snooks. Be careful now. Don't step on that furrow.
Why?
I've just put some cabbage seeds in there.
What for?
What for?
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that a silly question? Where do you think cabbages come from? I know, but how do they get them?
Get what?
Cabbages. How do the cabbages get to the market?
In a truck.
I don't mean how do they arrive there. I mean, how is it you're able to find cabbages there at all?
I look next to the onions, and there they are.
No. A cabbage isn't always a cabbage, you know.
Huh?
What is a cabbage before it's a cabbage?
A banana?
How can a cabbage be a banana? Before it grows into a cabbage, it's a seed. That's what I wanted you to say.
Well, I ain't gonna say it.
Why not?
Because I don't believe bananas grow from cabbage seeds.
Bananas don't grow from cabbage seeds. Only cabbages.
Why?
Because that's the way nature works. You wouldn't expect an ordinary baby to grow into a hippopotamus, would you?
And Sophie done it.
I'm not talking about your mother's family. I'm talking about human beings. Now, go in the house and let me finish my work.
What are you doing, Dad?
I'm planting a garden, a truck garden.
Do trucks grow in gardens?
Truck garden means vegetables. I've decided, in view of the present emergency, to contribute to national defense by becoming self-sustaining.
What does that mean, Daddy?
It means a great saving of money. If I don't have to spend money for vegetables, I can buy more defense stamps and bonds. And the more bonds I buy, the quicker I'll be able to buy vegetables again.
Well, why don't you buy them now?
Because it's cheaper to raise them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, here's a package of cauliflower seeds. They cost 10 cents. There's 100 of them. You stick them in the ground, it rains, the sun shines. 2 weeks, and what have you got?
Weeds.
No. You've got 100 cauliflowers for 10 cents.
Who can eat that much?
I'm just showing you how you can save. We simply must learn not to waste money. I figured out it costs me $800 a year just to live.
Does it?
Just think of it. $800 a year just to keep me alive.
It's a waste of money, ain't it?
I don't know how you mean that, but I've got to cut down. You see this little plot of dirt?
Uh-huh.
From now on, this little square of dirt will supply nearly all of our food.
We gotta eat from that dirt?
Absolutely.
Well, I ain't gonna eat it unless you take out the snails.
No. You know I'm talking about what I'm going to raise.
Where?
In this little garden. I have an excellent knowledge of agriculture. And with the directions on the back of these seed envelopes, I can't miss.
You missed last year, Daddy.
Well, the weather was against me. Besides, I didn't have the right tools.
And you planted the seeds in the envelopes.
I did not. It was only the pumpkins because I didn't want them to spread. What was wrong with the strawberries I raised?
They were too little.
Oh, nonsense. Some of them were as large as peas. I'll admit there were a few small ones among them, but that's what you call farmer's luck.
In school, we grow great big strawberries.
Oh? What do you put on them? Fertilizer?
No, just cream and sugar.
I mean, while you were raising them. I'm going to give all my vegetables a shot of vitamin B1 this year.
Why?
Makes them healthy. Hand me that hoe, please.
Which is the hoe, Daddy?
That rake that looks like a shovel. Hurry, I want to cover up these seeds.
What are they, Daddy?
Squash.
I want to squash them.
Snokes.
I want to squash them.
Now, Snokes, if you'll please give me that hoe, I'll show you something.
All right, Daddy.
Now, come with me behind the incinerator. You think I'm not going to be self-sustaining, huh? Well, look at that.
It's a chicken.
I just built that coop for her. Now we'll have all the eggs we want.
One chicken?
Why, certainly. A single chicken can lay as many as 400 eggs a year.
A single chicken?
Yes.
How about the married one?
That has nothing to do with it.
Why?
Because it hasn't. I think of the money we're going to save when we get all our own vegetables and eggs. Why, I might even get a cow.
A real cow?
A real cow. And every day she'll give us milk.
Where does the milk come from, Daddy?
Well, a cow eats grass, and a chemical process inside a body turns it into milk.
But how does it come out?
Through the ducts.
Has cows got ducts inside them?
Not ducts, ducts. You have ducts, too. So have I. So has Robespierre.
So what do we need a cow for?
That's a different thing altogether. The ducts in the cow manufacture the milk, and then we get it.
How?
Well, the same way your ducts manufacture tears. If I spank you, you cry, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And when you cry, what happens?
You stop spanking me.
No. Something gets red.
Oh, you mean?
Yes, yes. I mean your eyes.
I wasn't going
to... Never mind.
Your eyes get red and tears begin to flow, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the same way a cow gives milk.
You have to spank it?
No. You've got to have a pull with her. Now, come on and help me finish up in the garden.
I want to watch the chicken lay an egg.
Well, she isn't going to lay an egg now.
How do you know, Daddy?
Because she isn't setting. Or sitting. I don't know which is correct, but the chicken always cackles when she's sitting. Or setting.
She's cackling, Daddy.
I wonder.
Is she laying or lying?
Well, have a look. She got up.
She did it, Daddy. Look. She laid a glass egg.
Oh, no. That's the one I put in the nest. That's my egg.
Did you lay it?
No, I bought it. You use those glass eggs to give the chicken an idea of what you expect.
Oh. Can you make her lay any kind of an egg you like?
Well, it depends on what you feed her. If you want an egg with a dark yolk, you give her a lot of greens. If you want thinner shells, you take away her gravel and so forth. Come on back to the garden.
Well, you go back, Daddy. I want to look at the chicken.
All right, but don't fool with her.
Now, I won't, see. Daddy.
I might as well cover up this squash. Then I'll plant these cucumbers. Now, where's that bowl?
Drink it. Drink it all out.
Snooks, what are you doing with that hot water?
I'm trying to make the chicken drink it.
What in heaven's name for?
I want her to lay hard-boiled eggs.
You